Barrhead. Infrastructure topped the list of accomplishments for the County of Barrhead staff and council in 2023, according to Reeve Doug Draws. It was a very productive year, in 2023, for rebuilding infrastructure, he said, adding that county staff and contractors completed the mowing re-graveling programs. Draws noted that the municipality's road reconditioning or shoulder pull program, which began in 2022, was also completed. A shoulder pull is a process that sees shoulder and ditch dirt bladed to the middle of the road for tilling, making it easier for road crews to grade, pack and gravel. The process also helps give a road its proper profile, providing a moisture-shedding crown essential to gravel roads. In the 2024 interim operational budget, the municipality identified shoulder pulls as one of its priority projects, budgeting about $200,000. Drozd also noted that the municipality completed two paving projects of note after several years of work and planning, Range Road 22 or the Dunstable South Road to Camp Nakamoon and Range Road 40, aka Autowreckers Road. Thank you to all the residents along those routes for putting up with the inconveniences, he said. Drozd said another project that the municipality made significant strides in over 2023 was working towards creating a community hall strategy. In October, the municipality awarded a $16,000 contract to Jiffy Construction for the 14 community halls within its borders, with funding from the Community Organizational Reserve. Drozd stated that the county will offer the facility assessments to community hall associations at no charge. Council began work on a strategy to determine ways the municipality could assist county not-for-profit organizations in ensuring their community halls remain viable in the spring of 2022 after the Camp Creek Community Hall organization asked for help developing a strategy to replace their community hall following the sale of their property for $1.5 million to Pembina Pipelines. If the Camp Creek organization does not approve of the plans for the funds, the county will return the money, including all interest. Drozd said administrative staff and council have also been working on revamping the land use bylaw. He noted that the county opted to delay work and potentially amend the bylaw after similar work by other municipalities made provincial headlines, saying they wanted the controversy to die down, before scheduling a spring open house that included administrative staff and the county's planning department to get an unbiased reaction. As such, the process is behind schedule. In 2024, a draft land use bylaw will be presented to council for potential changes, followed by a public hearing. Drozd added the county completed the lengthy process that it started in 2021 to create its own bylaw enforcement department due to escalating costs of contracting out the service, with the hiring of community peace officer Shay Guy in mid-December. Officer Guy is committed to enhancing safety, implementing local bylaws and building strong relationships within the community, he said. Drozd concluded his address by saying council was thankful for the continuing efforts of their stable and dedicated workforce and the leadership shown by County Manager Debbie O'Yarzan. We are looking forward to 2024, and we are committed to always work towards the county's vision, to foster a strong, healthy and proud rural community. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.